Director, big week, not only for you, but for Ohio agriculture.
Absolutely, Dave. We're looking so forward to it. Ag Week is, as we kick off Ag Week, we're here at the Fagan Farm. We've got a lot of things planned. We're going to spend this week talking about agriculture and all that it means, not only to the farmers, but to all our local communities, food processing, all those things. We're going to get out and do our best to make sure that we shine a light on the state's number one industry.
Highlight, if you would, some of the contributions that agriculture makes here in the state.
Oh, you stop and you think about what we've got as far as farming outputs that we've got that allows us to have probably one of the best food processing industries in any state. We take all the jobs that go along with that. We talked about seed dealers. We talked about food processors. Food processing alone employs 60,000 people in this state. So that's a living for 60,000 people that would not happen if it weren't for this on-the-farm production and the kind of agriculture that we've got here in this state.
In your opening comments to kick off Ohio Agriculture Week here at the Fagan Farm, you talked a bit about this being such a fitting location to kick off the week.
Absolutely. The Fagan Farm was the first farm that is introduced into the department's bicentennial farm program. We have a centennial farm program, a century farm program, that has about 930 farms in it. And while we celebrate those families that have been in agriculture for 100 years, we thought it only more than fitting that we celebrate those farm families that have been in operation for 200 years. And the Fagan family here in Pickaway County is one of those farms. They have their eighth generation here in this house with us today. This tells the story of Ohio's agrarian history from start to finish.
And as we pointed out at the beginning of the interview, you're going to be traveling the state highlighting some other farms throughout this week.
Absolutely. We're going to be, we're going to be doing a little food processing tomorrow. We're going to some food processors. We're going over to the Muskingum Livestock Auction. We're going to up into Tuscarawas County on Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to go back down into Clinton County and see some berry farming and some of the research that's going along with that operation, with some of the medical research that's going on. So I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of medical research going on out there right now with fruiticeuticals and that sort of thing that all ties back into these on-the-farm production operations.
Director, as the citizens of Ohio hear about Ohio Agriculture Week, what is the one thing that you want them to keep in mind?
I like to make sure that everybody understands that agriculture touches their lives in more ways than they have any idea. We all recognize that the food on the plate came from a producer out there, but I think a lot of times we don't realize that a lot of the fuels that we use, a lot of the medical breakthroughs that happen, all those things are happening as a result of agriculture. The new technology that's out there, the new and innovative products they find for the food and or the fiber that we raise right here on the farm it unfolds something new every day, and we find a new use. It's $105 billion annually to our Ohio economy. It represents one in every seven jobs, so there's an awful lot of people out there that this touches.
Director, thank you for what you do for Ohio agriculture, and safe travels the rest of the week.
Dave, looking forward to seeing you around.